The food available in school in Shaker Heights, Ohio, looked a lot different a few years ago. They used to sell lots of pop and french fries. That's a lot of sugar, salt, and fat. Today, we're standing at what's called the Nutribar. Students can buy salads, sandwiches, even sushi.
Fresh, healthy, and portable. That's the motto of the Nutribar. This has been a big hit with our students.
Peggy Caldwell, a spokesperson for the district, she says a group of parents started worrying about national obesity and diabetes rates among children and pushed for the change.
They want us to provide healthy choices. They understand that students learn best if they are healthy and well-fed.
And here they come.
Students pack in and start making choices. A few girls order fruit smoothies at the snack bar. But the line is much bigger for the hot meals. Cheeseburgers and pizza are always on the menu. Today's special, chicken strips and mashed potatoes. That might sound like food high in salt and fat, but Caldwell says it's actually pretty healthy.
But the chicken strips are baked now. They're not fried. The potatoes are baked or made with, you know, if they're mashed potatoes, it's with low-fat milk. There's less sodium. They may look the same, but they're better for you than they used to be.
Caldwell says they're starting to make pizza with whole wheat crust, and the pasta is all whole grain. But serving healthier food has cost the district. They had to buy ovens so they could bake. They have to pay more for labor to chop vegetables and make smoothies. And the food itself costs more. Fruits and vegetables come at a higher price than those processed foods that are high in sugar, fat, and salt, especially compared to what they could pay. Schools can actually get 15 to 20% of their food for free through the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Janie Thornton is Undersecretary for Food and Nutrition at the USDA. She says when farmers have too much of, say, green beans, ham, or blueberries, the USDA buys those commodities for schools.
So if we have an abundance of blueberries, and in order to stabilize the market, to keep prices near where they should be, then those products are purchased by the federal government.
And then the government offers those blueberries for free to schools. That might sound like a win-win, helping farmers and schools, but lots of times those berries are processed into unhealthy things like glazed blueberry snack pies before they get to schools. In the cafeteria at Shaker Heights, Peggy Caldwell says the government food presents a challenge. Schools can't afford to turn down free food, but it's often higher in sugar, salt, and fat, and that's not healthful.
It's not always consistent with the nutritional guidelines.
Some critics have gone so far as to call the school's garbage disposals for unsellable farm commodities. Janie Thornton with the USDA scoffs at that suggestion.
Well, I would love to have that garbage disposal at my home in my freezer, I'll tell you, if that were the case.
Thornton says over the years, the government's ground meat has gotten leaner. The canned fruit is now packed in a very light syrup. But even if all the government food was healthier, there's still a problem in getting students to eat better food, the students themselves.
What are you having for lunch today?
Ice cream, chocolate, soft serve. It's really good.
For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.